Didn't mind our first period. I thought first 10 minutes we were doing a good job. We were pretty good on the forecheck, but playing 10 forwards, 7 Ds, 2 games in a row. Takes a toll on the forwards, that's for sure. We could see it towards middle way through the game, second period. Well, we're facing a pretty good team. That's a Calder Cup contender. They had some new players in their lineup tonight, and they had a push. I think they weren't happy with their last few games. So we were facing a pretty good team. Three new guys in the lineup for us. We have an 18-year-old on defense as well. Jamie Phillips played extremely well. So overall, it was a pretty good team effort. Spent 10 minutes, I think there was 10 minutes of special teams in the second period, and we have new guys on the power play, new guys on the penalty kill. So when you consider everything, for us to get 3 points out of 4 against that team is pretty good.
Nice luxury to have to lose Eric Comrie to the Jets and then to get Jamie Phillips come in and put in the performance.
Well, you know, he was when he was in the East Coast, he was an all-star in that league. He came here, didn't play a whole lot for a while, and then he's been practicing hard, very smart and intelligent guy. He studies the game. I thought he was big tonight. He looked big. I'm sure he said he wanted to see, would like to see the first goal against, but it was a pretty good play. They had very good chances on their power play, second best power play in the league they have. So he made some big stops for us, and he's, I felt he was big. He moved right. He was reading the plays well, so I like this game.
With LePaul and Howden, Lemieux out with injuries, obviously Connor Ross to pick up with the Jets. How do you integrate this many players from the East Coast all at once? How do you get those guys acclimatized so quickly?
That's when you need good assistant coaches. I think our coaching staff did a very good job. Our two, Eric Dubois and Mark Morrison, speaking to those guys. We really worked well as a group, I think, recently. And for us to, because our system is a little bit different from what they know, most of them. Some of them have seen a version of what we do, but it's a little bit different. So for us to go over the video and go over the board and talking to them individually, the boys, the coaching staff, the assistant coach has been doing a very good job.
And Luke Green, those that haven't seen him, he played his second game tonight for the Moose. How would you describe his game tonight? What would you say are his strengths?
He's a good skater. We're trying to protect him and making sure he doesn't play against the top line most of the time. he's a good skater. He can shoot the puck. He's got quick hands. Playing on defense at this age, at this level, it's a good challenge. And for him to respond the way he does, it's pretty good. Well, it's really exciting. You work with those guys all year. You see them coming from college or junior hockey, and well, Eric has got 1 year under his belt. But for them to improve the way they did, and for them to get that opportunity, it's great. It's going to go a long way, but they deserve it. It's not it wasn't given to them. They deserve it. Same thing with Connor. Kyle Connor, it's well deserved, and hopefully they're going to do well. They're going to have a great career. They're good players.